You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Officially, the start of award season when the Golden Globe nominations come out. In some ways, the most fun awards because everybody gets a little loaded. Matt Rausch of TV Guide Magazine is joining us. Were there any surprises for you in the nominations?
Oh, maybe not. I kind of wished for a few more nominations for The Pit, which only got two nominations. But with the Globes, television takes kind of a backseat to movies. They don't nominate writers or directors, so it's basically just a couple of the stars, and then they combine all the supporting actors into one thing. So nobody from the cast of The Pit, except for Noah Wiley, got nominated. But I have a feeling we'll see a repeat of what happened at the Emmys this year when it comes to the Golden Globes, where The Pit is probably favored, although you do have something like an up-and-comer like Pluribus on Apple TV, which is making so much noise, but it could also cancel itself out because Severance, the other cult hit on Apple TV, is also nominated. In comedy, I have a feeling that Apple will also win with The Studio. That just made so much noise, won a bunch of Emmys this year. And then with Netflix, their biggest show was the miniseries Adolescence, and I think that's going to be a big one for them. But, I mean, you figure that Netflix was the most nominated network with 22, and right behind it was HBO Max with 15. And if this merger deal goes through that has been making so much noise since last week, you will have Netflix and HBO Max being part of the same company. Although now there's this hostile takeover bid from the Paramount folks. Who knows what's going to happen with Warner Brothers? But at some point, Hollywood is going to change on its head all over again. But if you ever thought that Netflix was a disruptor in the industry, this is one of those times when it really is happening. That if they take over a legacy studio like Warner Brothers, you know, all bets are off. This is a really crazy time for the entertainment industry.
And Netflix has a movie out that is already getting some Oscar buzz, starring George Clooney.
Yeah, I mean, just in terms of Netflix, it's just a true producer, let alone acquiring a studio. It's amazing some of the stuff they put out just in the last couple of days or this week. But as you said, Jay Kelly stars George Clooney, getting some Oscar buzz. He's playing a very charismatic movie star, so that's a real stretch for George Clooney. But nonetheless, the movie is a contemplative look at this guy who's getting like a career award in Tuscany, and he's looking back on his life and the things that he sort of missed out on while he was chasing stardom. It's a really nice movie, and Adam Sandler is getting some buzz as well, playing his manager. So that's a really good movie. And the same day, last Friday, they put out also a really great documentary about the New Yorker at 100 as they're preparing their 100th anniversary issue and the whole history of that amazing magazine. And this Friday, Netflix will drop the next Knives Out movie. Had a very limited run in theaters, but this one, Wake Up Dead Man, which has a lot of stars in it, including Josh Brolin and Glenn Close and Josh O'Connor, who will be hosting Saturday Night Live this weekend. So yeah, Netflix is making noise no matter what, whether it's just all the stuff they put out because they are in the volume business, but also because of what they're doing as they're trying to buy a legacy Hollywood studio. It is quite a time in the entertainment industry.
That is Matt Rausch of TV Guide Magazine joining us on KMOX.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.